Welcome to Life Quest, a program that directs you to subjects and books that will make a difference in your life. A program that will make you think and strengthen your journey of faith in the 21st century. My name is Dwight Lainhoff. Brian Head Welch is the co-founder and lead guitarist of the Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum metal band Korn. He is also an author, in fact, a best-selling author of the book Save Me From Myself. And today on Life Quest, I'm going to be talking with him about his latest book called With My Eyes Wide Open, Miracles and Mistakes on My Way Back to Korn. Brian, welcome to Life Quest.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be talking to you.
I've got to tell you, I've got two older daughters, and I called both of them and told them I was going to be talking with you, and did they know about your music? And my oldest daughter said, yeah, I remember it, kind of dark, and it was during a dark time in my life. I said, oh, that's interesting. Now, my next youngest daughter, who's 40, she says, oh, she's very excited about it. And I got to tell you, Brian, I'm now the cool dad because I'm talking to you.
That's funny.
But, Brian, you probably have gotten through the years differing responses to your music, correct?
Yes, totally. That is a good assumption because, you know, some people were so deep down into suicide thoughts and all this.
Right.
And then they said that we helped them. And then other people, you know, it was too dark for them. And so it's just different for everybody.
In your book, With My Eyes Wide Open, you talk about some of the issues that happened to you, especially after you announced your conversion to Christianity. I want to talk about that in a bit, but let me ask you this. Did you grow up in a religious home?
No, I
didn't. So what brought about, what was happening in your life, and how did you connect with your faith that you have now? In 2005, you announced your conversion to Christianity, which caused quite a discussion. But what brought you to that place in 2005?
You know, I had a dream when I was a little kid. You know, since 10 years old, I wanted to be a rock star. Ever since I got that AC/DC Back in Black album, I
right.
wanted to bang my head for a living. And then, you know, with like 12 years later, I'm in Hollywood, and that dream starts to come true.
I see.
And everything that I thought that it would give me, you know, it was fun, you know, to climb up the charts. We went number one on the Billboard chart and mm-hmm. all kinds of Grammys and everything, but that it was just me and my friends treated it like a party
okay.
instead of a blessing, you know?
Yeah.
And so I became just addicted to everything that was bad for me, you know, alcohol, drugs, and I was an empty shell walking around, just nothing inside. And I had everything. I could buy everything that I wanted, houses, cars, all that, but I was so empty and just lonely and lacking love in my life. And so I got suicidal, you know. I was having all these thoughts about killing myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it, you know. It didn't satisfy me.
It's interesting what you said. You know, this was your dream come true, but beware of what you wish for sometimes.
Yes, be careful what you wish for, because if your foundation isn't secure and your motives are wrong, then it could just, you know, you could self-destruct easy.
Often, Brian, when people come to know Christ and develop a personal relationship, we make certain assumptions which are not necessarily valid, and that is that people are going to be happy about this, we're going to be happy, things are going to go easy for us. That didn't work out for you, did it?
No, not at all. there was, you know what, I'll take that back. It was like a mixture.
Okay.
When I came to Christ, it was all beautiful, and I felt the presence, and, you know, the Holy Spirit is a deposit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a substance, a deposit guaranteeing what's to come. So I did feel all that, and it was beautiful. But, yeah, he took me through a lot of, you know, I would pray to grow for God to grow my faith, and then my money would disappear. Or
right.
I would tell him I want more peace, and then everything that's inside of me that's the opposite of peace would manifest so he could deal with it. And so, yeah, I, Yeah, I walked through a lot of years of, it was about 50-50, you know, 50% good times and 50% just, like, I want to die times. It was emotionally crazy. Yeah, I went through a lot of loss. I went through a lot of emotional breakdown. I lost my house and cars and had to go through bankruptcy. And, you know, it seemed like things that I started up failed.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to walk by faith, and I was trying to make the right choices. And I was like, why is everything failing if I'm making the right choices now? You know, and but it was the inner work inside that he was doing that he's focused on. God is really focused on our heart, you know, and he wants our heart. And so he does, through all the resistance and the difficult times, he builds our heart stronger towards him, and our relationship grows. So I had to learn that the hard way, though.
And one of the hard ways seemed to be that one fellow, I don't know if he was your manager or what, you assumed that he had the best for you, especially when he says God has a plan when something didn't work out. And yet you came to realize that trusting God and trusting this manager were two entirely different things.
Yes. It was a really type of interesting walk, because I had all this money, and so I wanted to put it into, part of me wanted to get it out of my hands, because mm-hmm. I was so greedy before, and I was so, like, money was my God before, and so it was like, I wanted to show God, like, money isn't my God anymore, so I wanted to get it out of my hands. But if you put it into someone else's hands, you know, it could get a little tricky there too. So,
yes.
My manager at the time was, of all people I chose, he was the guy that he had, almost like a gambler, you know, has problems with money. This guy had a problem with money and business. And
I
he
see.
Would, and he would just, I don't know, he used to be like a crooked businessman. And
uh-huh.
then he found Jesus, but he wasn't totally redeemed yet. So
uh-huh.
I didn't know that at the time, but yeah, he mismanaged funds and commingled funds in different businesses and all kinds of stuff. And within like 2 or 3 years, all the businesses were just empty. And because he commingled, and it was such a mess. And so we lost everything. You know, I had a few million dollars after, when I found Christ, and a couple of years later, maybe 2 or 3 years later, I had $0. And, I went through a time where, you know, yeah, like I said, I lost my house, I lost two vans, I lost a BMW, so, yeah, it was nuts.
Now, in the midst of all of this, from what I understand, is that here you were as a single dad with a daughter. And,
yes.
And that's kind of a full-time job sometimes.
But yeah, like, totally, full-time, like, always, and, you know, doing it myself, it was very hard. So, losing everything while raising my daughter and trying to figure out what to share, because I wanted to teach her some lessons about faith, you know, and trusting God to come through even when we make mistakes, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I was sharing a little bit with her, but not too much because she was a little girl, you know. But
right.
yeah, it was like I had so many things that I was responsible for, and it was really emotionally trying on me, because, you know, one man can't do everything.
Right.
You know, single parent, provider, career, you know, all of that, just I'm trying to juggle everything. It was very difficult.
How did that evolve as you were going through some of these business issues and financial issues, and yet you wanted to provide for your daughter, and she probably, well, she was at some point she was a teenager, which they kind of think mostly about themselves.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it seemed like when she was really a sweet girl, you know, she was growing up, and nothing was perfect, but she was really, it was a lot easier when she was, you know, before she was 13. And
mm-hmm.
and so I managed, I got by, I made him a lot of mistakes, but when she turned 13, her mom's been out of her life, so she had to deal with some of those emotions, you know. And so as teenage years, she really, all that pain and stuff started to come to the surface, and she started getting really depressed, and then she started having suicidal thoughts.
I see.
And she started wanting to do the stuff that I was doing before. And so everything that I left and every fear that I had as a parent, I started to face with my daughter. And, you know, she started harming herself, all kinds of stuff. And I was really scared. And my faith was just in the gutter, it seemed like. And I was just like, God, I know you're real, but everything I prayed for my daughter is like, it looks like empty promises right now,
mm-hmm.
or empty prayers, I should say. And so it was a really hard time, but I found a place for her to go, and I finally got the help that I needed for someone to help parent my daughter with me. And it was a boarding school in Indiana, and she just did a 180
really
like 1 year. Yeah, okay. She's doing great now. She graduated last Monday from high school.
Fantastic. And what a blessing that is in your life. Now, at some point, you began to turn around a little bit as far as your business is concerned, but you made a decision to go back to the band that you had started and created. How is the band different now than it was back in the day?
Everybody is just humble in the band. Everybody's older now. They're either remarried with young kids,
mm-hmm.
or their marriages are still together from before. And it's just, I mean, yeah, like three of the guys in the band are in their mid-40s, and they have kids like three or under.
I see.
and so it's just, everyone's just grown up, and, you know, and so some of them had an awakening like me. One guy's a Christian, but it seems like everyone has a belief in God in some way. But I felt called to go back. I got through my bankruptcy, and I was paying back, because I make a quorum royalties and everything.
Yes.
I was paying back all of my creditors and everything, and
mm-hmm.
it was going fine, you know. And so I didn't need to go back there.
Okay.
But I started. What happened was I took my daughter to a concert, and one of my friends' bands, a Christian band called POD, was playing a big rock festival, and
yeah.
Korn actually was headlining that festival.
Mm-hmm.
And I went there, and I reconciled with all of them. I ended up playing a song on stage with them, and I just felt the love of God and the peace of God. And they asked me to join a couple weeks later, and I initially denied it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them, thank you very much, but, you know, I'm doing my own thing. But then it wouldn't leave my head, and so I just started getting counsel from people and thinking and praying about it. And I realized that God was calling me back there for the sake of the fans.
There must be, though, some fellow Christians who just think this is outrageous or is absolutely the wrong decision for you. How do you respond to that?
I get support because...
Okay, great.
You know, the people that have followed me know my heart, and I had a dramatic conversion,
mm-hmm.
and I had a really awesome encounter with God. And what I explain in my book is the resistance that I had about going back. And so I understand, even though I get sometimes irritated about some people that get overly concerned.
Yes.
But they mean well, and I understand them too at the same time. So because I was resistant about going back, and you know, that was me. I was like, I didn't see how that could happen, and so. But once I'm back and I'm seeing God move in there, it's really obvious that He wants to reach the world. And sometimes the churches people won't go into church, you know, because of what they. The corruption they've seen and everything.
Yeah.
So he's just doing some new things to go out and reach people, and you know, I'm one small piece of that. So that's it. You know, that's basically it. It's a calling, and it's a rather unique calling.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people don't go through it. So, you know, I encourage people to pray for me and pray for those kids out there, that because I'm doing everything I can. I'm putting books out, explaining to them about walking with God. And I got a feature film movie coming out about my old testimony that all these fans are going to see.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing everything I can to reach them, you know.
And you say in your book that since you've rejoined the band, you've actually prayed with thousands of fans after your shows.
Yeah.
And that works, doesn't it?
Yes, they, you know, sometimes it's a conversion. Like, we had this one guy that was at a concert with us, and he received the Lord and started to go back to church, and he posted a video of our praying with him,
mm-hmm.
and he had a real conversion. And but like 8 months later, he went hiking and he died.
Mm.
And so, I mean, just that one kid, you know, was just so worth it. And
yes.
You know, a lot of them, some of them are just seeds planted, though, you know, and then some of them are changing like dramatically. So it's just, what the Holy Spirit's doing out there, and we're just trying to be vessels, you know.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking with Brian Welch. He was the founder and the lead guitarist for a heavy metal band called Korn, and his latest book is With My Eyes Wide Open, Miracles and Mistakes on My Way Back to Korn. And I wanted to tell our listeners, Brian, that the format of the book, it's an easy read, and there's some wonderful pictures, photographs, color, and everything right in the middle of the book. Now, you did a previous book that was quite well-received, and I suspect that you're going to be well-received with this one also.
Hope so. You know, it's both books are real, raw, and honest mm-hmm. accounts of my former life, my conversion, and my the beginnings of my Christianity. That's my first book, and this is, you know, the new book is just about, you know, the real walk of faith and you know, going through the ups and downs and the trials and the pain and the joys and the sorrows, everything mixed together. So, you know, even if people don't understand the going back to Korn thing, I think they can get something out of it. And I think, you know, a lot of parents have kids that are struggling with just this depression and stuff, and
right.
the epidemic for these kids. Some of these kids are harming themselves, and I think my daughter's story is going to help a lot of teens out there.
And even, folks, if this genre of music is not yours, some of us are stuck back in the Beatles, then but
I love the Beatles.
But the message is still the message of conversion, of Christ, of changed lives. Is that what you want people to get from this book?
Yes, it's all, like, my whole life is about Christ. My whole foundation for living, you know, I love that in Peter, it says, in the book of Peter says that, you know, even though we've never seen him, that we love him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have this deep love for Jesus, and I just, everything's about him, everything. And so I just want people to know that they can have this, and I want people to fall in love with him like I have. And that's my whole motivation for breathing on this planet. That's it, period.
It's a Thomas Nelson publication. Brian, where can people get a copy of your book?
They can get it anywhere, really, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold, and Amazon.
Yeah.
BrianHeadWelch.net, my website.
Oh, okay.
There's some extras they can get with the book if they get it through my website. But yeah, wherever books are sold.
Again, With My Eyes Wide Open by Brian Welch. Brian, thanks for being with us today on LifeQuest.
Yes, thank you for having me. It was great talking to you. Tell your daughters hello for me.
I'll be back in just a moment.
Joining us today on LifeQuest, here is host Dwight Lanoff.
Coming up on our next program of LifeQuest, it's a book called 2 Minutes in the Bible for Men, a 90-day devotional by Boyd Bailey. He says, look, the answers to life's most important questions are found in Scripture. highlighted in these down-to-earth daily readings for men. How can I experience true character transformation and become more Christ-like? How can I discover God's calling for my life? How can I achieve greater fulfillment with my most important relationships? And so each one of these brief devotions include a short passage of Scripture, a brief reflection, a question to help you remember the message and take appropriate action, and then a short list of related Scripture references for further study. Boyd Bailey is the founder of Wisdom Hunters. That's an Atlanta-based ministry that encourages Christians to live out God's truths in a changing world. And Boyd is the author of many devotional books and e-books, and I know you'll enjoy hearing him as we talk together. Thanks for listening to LifeQuest today. If you have questions or comments, you may send them to lifequest@lifetalk.net. My name is Dwight Lainhoff. This program comes to you from studios in the Meadowglade Church, Battleground, Washington.